You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Which we have got Jos here on the mic too. How you doing, Jos?
Kia ora, I'm good. Yeah.
Cool. So for people whose eardrums were just assaulted by your amazing music, could you tell us a little bit of a rundown of what your project was that you were playing here today?
Yeah, that's a project I call The Software is Shareware, and it's two Game Boys running LSDJ into a mixer pretty much, and then just mix. I also got a little effects pedal.
Cool.
And then I write these little songs and yell them over.
It's cool.
Very 10K vibe.
Yeah. They were really like abrasive and had like really cool mixes of like low end and like dancey stuff, but also like cool synths in them and stuff like that. What kind of inspires you to make music like that?
I like, at the moment I just write like writing big square basses on there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I have like one Game Boy is pretty much just doing the bass, and one Game Boy is kind of just doing the drums.
Yeah.
And I was doing that quite a bit with Ikari, and so one of the songs was an Ikari song that we used to play, kick around.
Yeah.
But yeah, just internet chiptune, you know?
Yeah.
Just pick on chiptune.
Awesome. Yeah, that's really cool. It's really cool to hear some chiptune done live in Otipoti. I think it really adds to the diversity of the music scene, or like what influences people might draw from as well.
Yeah.
And so you've played a bit around, and you also run some shows as like the Dada Techno shows and things like that.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a bit about like some of the music that you've helped facilitate around Otipoti?
So I'm doing a second one now. It's going to be called Dada Tempo.
Cool.
But it's like a, it's kind of like a very short set. So we're trying to, I'm going to do an open call pretty soon. Well, this is kind of the open call now. Anyone who's kind of like bedroom producer, or you make kind of like buzzy electronic music, the idea is to be like quite relaxed and not to put too much pressure on the people playing. And the big theme is Dada, which is like this art movement from like the First World War.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just like what their big thing was, like that the world is back, like everything was just like so messed up, and they just like have fun and be silly and have a good time. And that's Dada Tempo, like kind of short sets back to back at yours with some visuals.
Cool. Yeah, it's really cool. And so you're saying there's an open call, so are our listeners able to like try, and if they're thinking about doing some music, is that a good place to head up? How can they get in touch?
Yeah, there will be like a poster at yours with like an email or like a that you can get in touch with.
Cool.
I still haven't quite got onto it yet, but it's on the 19th of July. I've got the date already, so it's 2 months away about. I'm like open to people doing karaoke or whatever, like just anything, just kind of trying to get like people who don't typically play live a lot to like just come and give it a go and make something kind of weird and buzzy and silly.
Yeah, and I feel like that's a great way to get people in, because you know, sometimes with creating music, you can kind of accidentally create this culture of like gatekeeping that's not even intentional from any musicians and stuff, but like when you see people who perform who are like really good or really have a really strong sense of aesthetic or something like that, you kind of forget that actually like it's all a bit absurd, and you can be absurdist, and you can just like jump up and do something silly or stupid, or make something fun with your friends. And that's a really cool way to help facilitate gigs going on, or people joining into the music scene who haven't played. And could you tell me a bit about the last one you did, Dada Techno
was maybe
similar vibe,
in August. It was kind of like a proof of concept, and we did like an open call, and we like had two stages, and then it's like 20 minutes max set, so no one plays too long, and it's like back to back, so like we just, so you can set up behind a curtain while the other act is playing. It's kind of just like takes some of the pressure off, especially like if you are a bit nervous or whatever playing live. So that was Dada Techno, and we had some visuals. I had like just video game visuals.
And then, so about the project that you just played with now, have you got any particular plans for that, for some like solo recording or performances or anything like that, any ambitions?
I am going to, my thing, I have a show coming up this Friday with Kraus.
Cool.
At yours.
That's
the
right.
Self Assure, and B and I think the name is. Yeah, so that's this Friday at yours. We'll be playing that, pretty much that set, some extra songs as well.
Yeah.
And I am going to try tour this set around, I think.
Cool. Yeah, it's a great idea. It's really, really cool, and definitely worth touring around. And yeah, it'd be cool to have Kraus playing here. And I have no idea what B and is, so I'll be interested to see what that is too.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah. And have you got any other sort of final words for the people of Otipoti, or words about your performance, anything like that?
Copyright is theft. That's my big one, I think. The software is shareware. It's kind of based on, like, free culture. And, art flourishes with open access. That's, I think.
Yeah, cool.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.